America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations all across the land and around the world via GCNlive.com. This is Auto World, the edition that I call now PM edition. It's been on the air more than 20 years at this very same time, and we so appreciate all the great radio stations that have been with us for almost from the beginning. Matter of fact, a number have been with us from the beginning, so we want to salute all those folks, and we want to welcome all the new listeners as well. We got a trivia question left over from a prior hour of the program, and the trivia question is about a vehicle that was sold in the late 1970s. I always got a kick out of this name. It was called the Fuego. Who made the Fuego? It was Spanish for fire. I'll give you a hint. This vehicle is no longer sold here in North America. This line of vehicles, this make, is no longer available, but very much available in Europe. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined by a very cool gentleman who's standing by right now, who's going to be telling us about the big birthday, the 80th birthday of the Ford V8 engine. And a little later on, we're going to be joined by a contributing editor from Reader's Digest. The first time I've ever had anybody on from Reader's Digest, but they've written a very cool story about new cars costing less than $15,000. What are the best choices for new cars under $15,000? Telephone-wise, again, the number is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the historian for the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Bob Kropke. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine, sitting here in good old Dearborn. It's getting a little cloudy out, but we've had a nice day up here.
Bob, you have such a unique job. I know you've been with the Ford Motor Company for a lot of years. Remind me how long you've been the official historian.
Well, I've been the historian for about 20-some years, and I've been with Ford for 36 years.
Good for you. Well, this is a great story and really piqued my interest, and I reached out to some of the folks in the public relations, the media side of the fence, and they hooked me up with you, so I'm so grateful. The Ford V8 engine has been around 80 years. Let's go back to its introduction.
Fabulous.
It happened during Depression time, right?
That is correct, Bob. The V8 engine actually came out at one of the worst times you could imagine. The economy was down. The Depression years were on. But sometimes that's when the greatest inventions take place. And I always tell people that the V8 engine was Ford's, greatest risk-taking venture that we ever got into. And it came about, actually, because the Model A had come out after the Model T, had only been out but during Depression years for about 4 years. And in 1931, we had to talk about what we were going to do for 1932. And Henry Ford actually said, well, we're going to redo the 32, and we're going to put a nice new four-cylinder engine in it. And we're going to gear up and start building those cars December 1st, 1931. So they did. Only 7 days after that occurred, he stopped production. And he made a public announcement that besides a four-cylinder engine in the new car, we were going to also feature a V8 if you wanted it. And it was only like $50 more for the V8 engine. Well, upon saying that, many of the Ford engineers fainted because nobody could make those kind of V8 engines in the past. Other car companies, General Motors, Chrysler, they had V8 engines. But they were very complicated. They bolted together many parts. Nobody could make a mass-produced one. They made about 2,000 to 4,000 of these V8s a year. That is the other car companies. Henry Ford had just committed Ford to building thousands of them a day. It was pretty incredible. But the bottom line was we needed something, and Henry felt that the thing that would stimulate even more sales, even though it was bad times, was putting some better power in the cars. And, of course, the cars were getting bigger and heavier, so it necessitated a bigger engine, and that's what we did. And, of course, the answer lay in making them, how to make a mass-produced V8 engine. And, of course, it took place in the foundry when they invented, Ford invented a way of casting these in block, which means in one piece, basically. And that was no easy task because it was a very detailed engine, 8 cylinders, a lot more cylinders, naturally, and the coring inside for all the water jackets and oil passages and all that was really, really tricky. And the major problem was shifting of the cores, the sand cores that were used inside. But Ford developed a certain special type of paste to hold those cores in place while the hot casting was taking place. It was amazing.
Wow, very cool stuff. And I understand that the option for consumers back then to step up from the 4-cylinder to the 8-cylinder power plant was certainly, in today's terms, seems like a whole different ball game of pricing. It was not a big price jump. Tell our listeners about that. How much was the premium?
Yeah. The premium was only $50, which was really minute even back in those days. You know, I mean, it was a chunk of change, and you thought about it. I mean, back in the early days, to be honest with you, back in those 20s, you even worried when a car was $10 more than its competitor. But nevertheless, to step up to this V8 engine with all this power, and boy, you had a vehicle now that really was on the leading edge of you know, the automobile industry. You had to go to very special cars to be able to get that, and now we were putting them in the car standard. It was pretty incredible, and it's funny. When that car came out, despite the fact it was the Depression years, 5.5 million people visited the showrooms the first week to get a glimpse of this V8 engine.
Oh, that is so cool. Tell our listeners a little bit about the overall size of this engine. Mm-hmm. Displacement-wise, mm-hmm. It wasn't a big V8, but power-wise, it put out significant numbers.
Yes. The V8 engine could develop 65 miles per hour and get up to 75 miles per hour on a flat road. It was amazing. It had a compression of 5.5-1 ratio for all the car buffs. It could go 65 miles an hour, like I said, at about 3,500 RPMs. And the coolest thing about it is when they cast it and put it together, it only weighed 100 more pounds than the 4-cylinder, which in terms of an engine is incredible. That was really not a lot bigger engine for all the power and the smoothness that it gave. A couple things we had to do to it, though. Typically, V8 engines ran hot, so we had to actually install 2 water pumps on the car. We had a V-belt on the front that connected the water pumps, the fan, and a generator. And it was the first time that many devices had been attached to the V-belt on the front. The oil also had to be increased. We had a stronger oil pump in there that pumped it at about 20 to 25 pounds per pressure.
Wow, fascinating stuff. We're talking about the 80th birthday of the Ford V8 engine with Bob Kreppke, who is Ford's historian. What a cool guy he is. Let's open up the phone lines at 855-660-4261. Did your dad own one of these early Ford V8s, your granddad? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Bob Kripke is with us, the historian for the Ford Motor Company. We're taking you back to the origins, the beginnings of the Ford V8 engine. We all take V8 engines for granted, but back in 1932, this was huge news and certainly one of the cornerstones of Ford Motor Company history. We're going to continue to talk to Bob, but meanwhile, we've got a caller who may be wanting to take a stab at the trivia question, and whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question gets a cool prize, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's go to John, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. John, thank you very much for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. It's good to talk to you and your guest there. You might ask him sometime, what connection, if any, did Ford have with the Kingsford Charcoal Company? I think there was a relationship there. My answer to your question, I'm guessing it was the French manufacturer Renault
uh-huh.
who had that vehicle.
You are 100% correct, so you've won the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So Matt's got to get all your information, your name, address, and all that kind of good stuff. But Bob Krepke, the Ford historian, is with us. Why don't we have Bob answer your question directly?
Sure.
John wants to know about that connection. Was there a connection between...
There absolutely was. Mr. Kingsford, Edward Kingsford, actually married a cousin of Henry Ford's. And that was the connection. And then Mr. Kingsford actually worked for Ford Motor Company and headed up the timber operations that we had in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, because Henry Ford got into vertical integration, meaning that we wanted to build the car from the ground up and control all the raw materials. So anyways, he hired this in-law, Edward Kingsford, to run all of our sawmills and timber lands in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to furnish hardwood for the cars. And consequently, they had a big waste minimization program, and Mr. Kingsford developed a way of taking the old hardwood sawdust and chips of hardwood and putting a binder with them and forming charcoal. And that's where your Kingsford charcoal comes from. Even though it is not owned by Ford Motor Company anymore, it was actually an employee of ours that invented it.
That's a great story. Excellent. Well, John, you got the answer to that one. That's a very good question.
I seem to recall hearing that you had to go down to local Ford dealership to pick up a bag of charcoal.
That is correct. We used to sell it for picnics. And when you bought a new car, you'd find a box of that often in the trunk as a gift. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
John, very interesting.
Thank you very much. Hang on the line for Matt, and we'll get all that cool information. All the cool prizes out to you. We just need to get your personal information. Before we go back to talking about the Ford V8, let's talk about something, and we're going to have you on for another longer visit here today than today, so we can talk about all different aspects of Ford history. But is it true that I somehow remember being on a media event in which I got an opportunity to tour and see some of the great stuff that you guys have got there in Dearborn. But there was a very interesting club that was made up of some, when you stop and think about it, I mean, talk about, 20th century and, 19th century icons, Henry Ford hanging out with Thomas Edison and a couple of other very well-known gentlemen as well. Tell our listeners about this very interesting group of four guys.
Sure. Well, it was all kind of logical how it happened, but Henry Ford kind of befriended, and they became very close friends, with Thomas Edison, Harvey Firestone, and John Burroughs. And they each were kind of interesting how they all became connected. Henry Ford actually worked for Thomas Edison here in Detroit at the Edison Illuminating Company when he was a young man. And he met Thomas Edison, and Thomas Edison gave him his kickstart by telling Henry Ford that internal combustion engine was a good idea, because they had been playing around with electric engines but couldn't get a storage battery with enough power. Sounds familiar. And then Harvey Firestone, Henry Ford actually bought tires for his bicycle in his early days from a traveling salesman, Harvey Firestone. So when Henry got into the automobile business, he started ordering tires from him. And then John Burroughs became friends because he actually had written, he was a philosopher and a nature conservation person. So he wrote a book saying that the automobile was not good for nature. It scared off the animals and chased the birds out and all that. So Henry wrote back to him and disagreed with him, and they started to correspond, and pretty soon they became friends. And they formed a group, the four of them, called the Vagabonds.
Yeah.
And they were actually so famous that that's actually what led to their demise, because there were so many, I guess you'd call them paparazzis, following them all around the countryside that it got to be, as Thomas Edison said, kind of like a circus. But for a number of years, 2 weeks out of every year, they'd go camping, and they'd go all around with tents, and they'd cook kind of the old-fashioned way over fires, and at night sit around and tell stories. And it was really quite, it captured the imagination of the American people back in those days, back in the 20s. And it was really quite a great friendship, and it lasted all their lives.
Oh, what a great story. And another story that kind of evolved out of that, the group of the four gentlemen there, is the fact that, you know, many people attribute the Ford Explorer being the first modern sport utility vehicle. But the reality of the situation is that for some of these trips, there was a Ford vehicle utilized that you could almost call the first sport utility vehicle.
Well, that is correct. They would travel on these trips in a caravan, and they had modified trucks that they would take. One was the cooking truck, and the other one held the tents and everything. And it was very, very cool. You know, it was like early safaris.
That's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about the Ford V8. I love this
Sure.
story, and that's the story of Bonnie and Clyde. Actually writing a letter thanking Henry Ford for producing this very powerful getaway car.
That is correct. We don't know, and I have to put a little disclaimer in here, we don't know how that story has maybe been embellished by public affairs people in that throughout the years, but the truth of the matter is that Bonnie and Clyde did write a letter to Henry Ford thanking him for the V8.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue on that question, and we'll tell you lots more about the Ford V8 engine, 80 years in the making, 80 years old. Can you believe it? This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here live all across North America. Thanks for being here. This is Auto World. We started this program back in 1992 and still rolling strong. Bob Kroepke is with us, and he's a fascinating gentleman, the historian for the Ford Motor Company. He's been telling us about the big 80th anniversary of the Ford V8, which was in 2012, so just not that long ago. And he's been telling us all about some really cool stories. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And just to follow up on that comment before the hard bottom of the hour break there, Bob, that's remarkable when you stop and think about the fact that Bonnie and Clyde actually wrote the letter to Henry Ford praising the performance envelope of that Ford V8 engine. But the law enforcement folks weren't far behind, because I understand they were running the Ford V8s as well.
Oh, absolutely. The police departments loved them, and they were one of the first main fleet sales to sign up for them, because they wanted something powerful that they could chase down the bad guys. And consequently, the police force had those V8 engines in their vehicles, actually before Bonnie and Clyde discovered them. But Clyde Barrow, he thought that V8 engine was the berries, you know.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the advanced features in which the Ford V8 engine introduced in 1932 had. Years ago, when you had to start an older vehicle, you had to fool around with spark.
Yeah.
But this was a thing of the past with this all-new Ford V8 for 1932. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this particular car had automatic spark on it, which literally meant that there was no more manual adjusting up on the steering column or on the dash for the spark. The spark was controlled actually by vacuum inside the engine, and it was automatic, so to speak, and it always knew the correct position that it should be in for starting the car. And as you can imagine, the ignition on an eight-cylinder car is much more complicated, because those pistons are all in different positions when the car stops and that. And consequently, you have to push the right one down to get it started and so on. Anyways, the bottom line is that requires the spark to be synchronous so that it is going to those spark plugs at the right times to ignite the right cylinder. It was quite a process, probably physically simple but hard to work out. And they played with it a long time, including having to insulate especially the wires. Remember that back in the earlier days, they didn't have the rubbers and the plastics that we have today. And they had Bakelite, and they'd use that, you know, to put on these wires to insulate them.
Mm, interesting. Fascinating stuff. Let's talk about shifting gears, too. This is something that also changed with the introduction of the Ford V8. And, again, younger listeners won't know what we're talking about here. But believe me, if you've ever driven an older vehicle, you'll definitely understand what Bob is going to tell us.
Sure. Well, if anybody in our audience has driven, a better probably example that you might have gotten your hands on, it's like an old tractor or something. Those do not have synchronized shifting, nor did the old cars and trucks. So consequently, you had to feel your way around and drop that gear shift in as you felt those notches clicking on the transmission. And it was not the best thing in the world, but with synchronized gear shifting, what happened is the gear shifting, especially between second and third, had special beveled kind of cone-shaped gears, and it easily shifted. You could shift up and shift down with ease without having to worry about it clanking in place. And like I said, like you said, Bob, if you've ever driven one, boy, you sure know what we're talking about.
And even if you're a car guy or a car girl, this is not an easy thing to master.
No, you have to feel it, yeah. And each one is a little different. Each clutch, there's a different, you know, spot in it where it disconnects and engages.
Very, very true. Let's talk about the compactness of the Ford V8 engine. This is another thing that lots of us take for granted. But yeah, back in 1932, I mean, this was groundbreaking stuff. This engine really didn't take up much room than a regular four-cylinder power plant.
No, that was the incredible thing about it, Bob. You got to really hand it to the pattern makers, you know, and Charlie Sorensen in the foundry and Herman Reinholdt, mentioning a couple that really, really were pioneers. And they took and made that V8 engine not a heck of a lot bigger than the four-cylinder engine that preceded it. And it was done by literally utilizing every space in that block to do something, meaning the water jacket ran through here, and in one instance, it actually cut across the oil bored out spot. It was pretty incredible. If you looked at it, it was like a mouse maze inside that engine. But they kept it down, and it only weighed 100 pounds more than the old four-cylinder, the small four-cylinder. So that was quite an innovation.
It definitely was quite an innovation, and again, one of those small things that really you take for granted, but in its time, that was big stuff, to say the least. Let's talk about some of the other cool attributes of this Ford V8 engine. It had so many, when you stop and think about it, so many kind of groundbreaking innovations for 1932.
Yes, it did. It, you know... Besides the fact that we had all new tooling and new automation to put this new engine into production, but also the thing that we learned is how to make that engine. It was a smooth-running engine to begin with, but this was the first year that we actually went to all rubber engine mountings, which kept it running even smoother in the car. You didn't even notice that you had this huge, I shouldn't say huge in size, but this powerful engine with these eight cylinders under the hood. It was really very smooth running, and like I said, they learned a lot of this naturally throughout the years, but then they applied it to this new engine that came out.
That is great. And tell us a little bit about, you know, how the V8 technology continued to evolve from its original V8 engine introduced in 1932.
Sure.
Certainly there have been so many different advancements, and
yeah,
going right up here to the present time, 2013, Ford's got a lot to be proud of with their Shelby GT500 Mustang, the most powerful V8 engine in the world in a production vehicle, and no gas guzzler tax either.
No, we are so proud of our engineering staff here at Ford. The development of that V8 engine, that is a powerful, powerful engine, yet it runs real smooth. It meets the emission standards, everything. You know, to be honest with you, you got to jump into like a Ferrari or a Porsche to get that kind of true power in a car. And this is a car that's affordable to, mm-hmm, to middle class America. It's really an amazing machine. And like you had said, throughout the years, you know, we never stopped perfecting these engines and making them better. And naturally, with the advent of all the electronics that go into them, computer controls, you don't have, you have electronic ignitions and everything. It's amazing.
It definitely is. Bob, you're amazing, and I promise we'll get you back here for a longer visit. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating gentleman, Bob Kresge, the Ford historian. Thanks for being a part of
it. Henry Ford.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about affordable cars. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4377. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Our toll-free line is open if you have a question. In our next segment here, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, Reader's Digest has got a really cool article out there right now about cars costing less than $15,000. Best cars for $15,000. And we have a very special guest joining us. She is associate editor at Reader's Digest. It's my pleasure to welcome Allison Caporemo to Auto World.
You got it.
Hallelujah. Thanks to my producer, Matt, too, for giving me some coaching on that. Thanks, Allison. It's a pleasure to meet you via the airwaves here. I grew
great
up in
to
a
be
family.
Here, Bob.
Grew up in a family with the Reader's Digest always in my home, and so I have a fondness in my heart for Reader's
Haven't
Digest.
We all?
It's so true. Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, my mom read the condensed books and everything else, so I definitely remember it so well. And this is a great story that you put together. Something we all can kind of. We all can understand this. The best cars for $15,000. Tell us a little bit about what you decided was going to be the focus of this article. You set the price level of $15,000. Where did you go from there? Did you compile a list of some of the most least expensive cars out there, the best ones?
Definitely. So, as you and your family know, Reader's Digest, we pride ourselves in curating the best information out there. We condense it and we give it to our readers to make their lives easier. We've been doing it for 91 years. We're going to keep doing it. So this is why we compiled a list of the best inexpensive cars, and we tried to kind of categorize them by car personality or driver personality. So we tried to find a car for the bargain hunter, for the high-tech driver, for a sports car fan. And, we just kind of went at it with that approach. And we realized that thanks to innovative designs and technological advances, you can really find these cars without breaking the bank.
It's so true. There's an awful lot of wonderful vehicles out there at all price levels. And a lot of the technology, which used to be only part of luxury cars and high-end cars, has filtered its way down into inexpensive cars, which is good news for all of us. Let's begin by talking about the Ford Fiesta. You mentioned in the article that bargain hunters may be interested in this vehicle. Tell us a little bit about some of the reasons.
Yes, Bob. So the Ford Fiesta, it's one of my favorites because it is the most inexpensive pick on our list. It starts at $13,200 or has a fuel economy of 37 miles per gallon. and it's a compact sedan, and it offers a lot of practicalities. You know, it has a fuel-efficient engine. It has a keypad door lock, which I think is great because you don't have to worry about fumbling for keys.
Mm-hmm.
If it's cold and you're trying to just get in the car, or it's hot and you're dying to get into some AC. But at the same time, it also offers, it has features like voice recognition. So a driver can make a phone call or play their music without touching any buttons or turning anything on just by speaking to the car. So that's kind of a nifty addition considering the price tag.
Definitely, and they just recently, hasn't been around that long, but they just recently updated the styling on the vehicle, so it's a cool vehicle and a global platform, and Reader's Digest's most inexpensive pick. Let's talk about the high-tech pick here of the bunch, and this is a vehicle that I've driven as well, and it's a very cool vehicle from Kia. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Kia Soul, which starts at $14,400, has a fuel economy of 30 miles per gallon, and it's really a steal because it includes Bluetooth. The starting price includes Bluetooth hands-free connectivity and a USB port for audio players, which is great. I mean, I remember with my car, I used to have that cassette that you would, like, plug into the iPod and then put into the cassette player, and, like, my sister and I are fighting over who gets the cassette. So this way, you just have your iPod, you're listening to music. As soon as you get in your car, your music can just keep on playing as soon as you plug your iPod into the USB port. So definitely handy for a high-tech driver. And also, even if for an eco-friendly driver, there's an eco package for the Kia Soul, which gives great gas, it gives great mileage, low rolling resistant tires, and a powerful battery. So for high-tech drivers, also green-friendly drivers, the Kia Soul is the way to go.
$14,400 starting price with a fuel economy of 30 miles to the gallon. And as you say, it's a steal considering it includes Bluetooth-free connectivity and that USB port. So that would be an excellent choice. Let's talk about the Chevrolet Sonic. You kind of targeted this one towards arrested adolescents like myself, people who like sports cars.
Yourself and my father. My father is a huge sports car fan, so he was pretty excited when he learned. I was talking to him about the Chevrolet Sonic, and he was very excited. It starts at $14,200 as a fuel economy of 35 miles to the gallon. And what surprised us was Sonic has this motorcycle-inspired gauge cluster, and it qualified for Car and Driver's 10 Best Design Details of 2012 alongside the Ferrari, which is pretty legit.
Wow. Now, that is definitely bragging rights there to be pitting a Chevy Sonic up against anything from Ferrari, so that's great. And that vehicle has a lot of great packaging features as well, and when you sit in it, it feels like a more expensive car, as all of these nominees that we've been talking about, and that's a great trend for all of us as well. How about for those folks who like to travel distances, for the road warriors out there, Allison, what would you recommend?
Okay, Bob, so if you are a big road tripper and you need some serious trunk space, what you want is you want the Honda Fit. And the Honda Fit, it really, the name is so appropriate for exactly what it does, which is it will fit anything and everything you could possibly need to put in your car in that car. So whether you have mountain bikes or you have a lot of kids or you're like me and you just put everything in your car, the Honda Fit has a starting price of $15,425, so it's a little bit over $15,000, but we just had to include it on the list for these reasons. It's a fuel economy of 33 miles to the gallon. It's the highest-ranked model in the economy car segment, so we thought that was pretty special. And it's also, it features, Honda has the Magic Seat, which is like this adjustable back seat, so you can just have room for either more passengers to put in the back seat, or if you want to fold them down to fit kayaks, band equipment, I mean, anything you could want to put in your car can basically fit back there.
It's a very versatile vehicle, and this latest generation of the Honda Fit is the best yet, kind of a Swiss Army knife, and as you say, that functional Honda, I just like the name, the Magic Seat, just owning a car
right?
that has a name, Magic Seat in it, then it itself makes it very cool.
It feels fun. I know.
Well, let's talk about another vehicle on the list here, and this is from Nissan, and it was a vehicle that was rolled out to attract a lot of young folks, and they've done so with it. It's stylistically a little different, and it's called the Cube for a good reason.
Yes. So this made our list as the splurge pick because it is also a little bit over $15,000. It starts at $16,760. But like you're saying, it definitely has a young, fresh feel to it. And, I mean, you know this car when you see it on the road because it is something that you don't forget. It has a fuel economy of up to 30 miles to the gallon. And it has a lot of room in it, and it offers great views, which is why we felt that it was special and definitely deserved a spot on here. The thing that's most memorable about it is it has that massive wraparound rear window, which is, you know, it's great for if you go on a lot of road trips or anything like that, or even, I know it's geared towards a younger audience, but even if you have kids, instead of, if they're in the back seat, instead of, like, sticking an iPad in their hands, if you have a window like this that wraps around the back, basically any, you know, setting, any kind of scenery that you're driving through, it becomes like a movie with this kind of a window. And something else that it features, which is nice, is it has a reclining back seat. So, you know, with that kind of view, with this massive window, you can recline in the back. It just can be really relaxing, and I think it can make the experience of driving in a car feel like a first class even without, you know, taking off from the ground.
You know, that's a really good observation. And like you say, that window is very unique. And of all the box-style vehicles, and there have been a number on the marketplace over the years, the Scion XB and the Honda Element, and the Kia Soul kind of falls into that category. The Cube is definitely a very interesting choice. Folks can check this out in the current issue of Reader's Digest. All right, terrific. Allison, we're going to have a much longer segment with you down the road. Keep writing the automotive stories, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and check out Artie.com for more information.
Perfect. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.